Hi, Damon Davis. Welcome to One-on-One. You know, most people who know the Word of God know that it is translated into two languages. In the Old Testament, we understand it's the Hebrew. In the New Testament, we understand that it's the Greek. What most people don't know is that when you get into the red letters in that New Testament, you know, the places where Jesus spoke, it wasn't Greek that he was speaking, and it wasn't Hebrew. What Jesus spoke was a language that few of us have ever heard before. It's called Aramaic. It is a language that is almost completely gone from civilization. It boasts the question that we're going to talk about today, and then you're going to be introduced to someone who's going to make available to you the opportunity to learn what might be the most important language spoken in all of history. Don't go away. It's going to be an exciting show. It's going to be an informative show. I believe it could be the very show that changes our life. We're about to go one-on-one with the language that Jesus spoke. You were created one of a kind. You were designed with one purpose in mind. In your talents, dreams, and just one could change the world. The road to destiny, it's never easy, seldom simple. We have so many questions. Those who have traveled this road, they know the way. One turn made the difference. One idea, it ignited a fire. Just one answer to one decision, one strategy, one solution could shape your thinking and cause you to win today. Hey, welcome back. Damon Davis here. And in just a moment, you're going to meet a very good friend of mine. His name is Ewan McLeod. He is the man behind an organization that's on a mission to make sure that Aramaic, the language of Jesus, does not get erased from the history books, that it doesn't become the language that leaves planet Earth to never be spoken again. I think that's worth some of our time today. Ewan McLeod, welcome to One-on-One.
Hello. Hi.
It's an honor to have you.
Yeah, Andrew.
You know, you have one of those beautiful accents that is from a place that, oh, I want to go, way over in the UK.
Yeah.
You're from Scotland,
that's
I guess?
Right. Yes, that's right, yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about you, okay. Where you're from, and why this is such an important mission for you.
Yeah, I sort of grew up in Scotland. I grew up without a biblical background at all, probably hadn't even seen the Bible till I was about maybe 17 or 18. But as soon as I started to read the Bible, because of things like prophecy and archaeology, I really started to believe it very, very quickly. But as soon as I knew that the Bible wasn't written in English, really I only wanted to just read the Old Testament in Hebrew and the New Testament in Greek. And I started about just really doing that from the early 1990s onwards. I've been studying Hebrew and studying Greek.
You didn't just read the Bible.
No,
a deep studier of this word.
Yeah.
What attracted you to the Word of God to begin with?
Well, I think it's probably that goes back to that parable of Jesus scattering the seed, and some falls in stony ground that doesn't bear fruit, some falls in good ground that does bear fruit, and some maybe falls between the cracks and grows up and then dies again. And me, in my case, it just happened to fall in ground that just gave root, really. So I just started to read and really understand the Hebrew Old Testament. I went to Israel for about 6 months, did an intensive Hebrew course, and that kick-started my knowledge of Hebrew.
And when you say you studied Hebrew, did you learn to write it?
Read it and to write it. So it was as if the same Ulpan, the same language school that immigrants would go to.
Wow.
So for 6 months intensively, it was about 6-7 hours a day, plus homework and so on.
But you discovered something more than the Hebrew. You discovered that Jesus didn't speak Hebrew, like most of us perhaps thought, because he was Jewish. He spoke something else, didn't he?
Yeah, Aramaic. Yeah, so when we think of the Hebrew Old Testament, God's word was given to the Jews in Hebrew, so unto the Jews were committed the oracles of God, and that's what they preserved in the Old Testament. But around Israel, all the surrounding nations always used Aramaic. So the Assyrians used Aramaic, the Babylonians used Aramaic. Also, even in the Roman Empire, Aramaic was still spoken through huge swathes of the Roman Empire. All throughout the Middle East, essentially, outside of the Jews speaking Hebrew, Aramaic was what was spoken.
Wow.
It's a huge language, and it spans all of biblical time.
Was Jesus speaking Aramaic with the disciples?
Jesus spoke it, the disciples spoke it. Generally, people that the disciples were interacting
wow.
with spoke
wow.
it. So that shows, again, just how important Aramaic is.
That makes me wonder, you know, which I know a lot of people who are readers of the Word ask, are we losing anything, you know, in translations? You know, the Bible has been translated so many times. You know, sometimes we wonder what version should we read? Has some authenticity, perhaps, been lost, in your opinion, even with a translation from what Jesus said in his language to what we now read on paper in a translated into Greek from Hebrew version of what the Messiah spoke?
Yeah, so generally most people are familiar with modern translations such as English or Spanish, for example, and that gives you the meaning of the words. It gives you what the parables were, what the meaning of what we have to do, the commandments of Christ. So in terms of that, the Aramaic New Testament isn't different. But what the Aramaic gives you is something, you see the depth and the beauty of the original.
Mm.
It's a bit like looking at a photograph, perhaps, of a famous painting by Picasso, and then actually seeing it on the wall. If you look at the actual original Picasso, you'll see brush strokes, you'll see ink or paint, you'll see
wow.
a depth and a beauty that you'll never ever capture in just
wow.
a photograph. I look upon modern translations as being a little bit like a veil, having a veil over your face,
wow.
where you can't see the beauty. In the Aramaic, there are things like puns, there's plays on words,
mm.
there's even humor. And if that was given to the original people at the time, you can see it came alive in a
wow.
way that an English translation alone
yeah.
just won't. So when you read the Aramaic, you're getting beyond a stage of the
That's
Greek.
Good.
You're actually getting into, when I say authenticity, you're getting into the actual words and phrases and idioms that Christ would have used.
That Jesus spoke.
Yeah. And you see a depth and a beauty that you can't possibly see, no matter how good a translation is.
Sure. Well, it would be like they took, you know, a great song that was not just words. It was a great song because of the music and the sound of the musician, the sound of the voice. It's really,
yeah.
Jesus spoke with intention.
Yeah.
You know, he spoke having hear. You know, the Bible says that he didn't speak of his own words. He only spoke what he heard the Father say. So when Jesus was speaking, he was speaking what he heard the Father say, and he spoke with such intention, every word was measured. It had direction to pierce the ears of the hearer, to find refuge in the heart of the one who heard. And I could only imagine that
yeah.
in moving away from how he said it, and taking away the authenticity of yeah. the words, that we have not perhaps lost some of what he was hearing
yeah.
and what he was saying. Am I,
yeah,
is it
right.
possible?
Yeah, I think
I don't want to over, you know, romanticize
yeah.
it, but
yeah. Yeah,
but I'm
yeah.
just trying to get my head around the facts.
Yeah, I think you miss a lot by not looking at what the words and phrases that Jesus originally said.
Wow.
You miss the beauty, the impact, the effect it would have had in the hearers, where people remember parables better, you remember plays on words and things like that. I mean, some of the things Jesus said in Aramaic would be just, you'd never forget them once you understood them, once you heard them. But once you start getting divorced from that and looking at English translations and more modern, not further and further away from a literal translation, you lose so much. You lose the beauty behind it, the impact behind it. And that's what you can get if you start to read the Aramaic and start to understand it and sure. observe some of these things for yourself.
So you have actually built a system, if you will, a comprehensive program to help people, number one, experience the language that Jesus spoke. Two, become familiar with it. And three, for those that would like to be able to speak as Jesus spoke, to be able to say the words as it was intended, the way Jesus spoke them. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, what an amazing, amazing journey you have been on. Ewan, why did you do that? Why was this so important for you?
When I learned Aramaic, there was really no books or things like that available. So I wanted to create a website which allowed people to do this for themselves. So I've got a collection of CDs which are designed to be to listen to Aramaic with background music. So we've got, for example, the Lord's Prayer, wow. the Beatitudes, the parables, and you can just sit down, relax, listen to it,
wow.
let the world float away, and just listen to God's word in Aramaic.
That's so exciting. I can imagine, you know, a lot of people struggle to sleep, right?
Yeah.
And they're trying to find a quiet place in their mind and shut off the world. Imagine just, you yeah. know, you're laying your head on the pillow and listening to the words of Jesus with that music. That's just beautiful. Yeah. I'm so excited about what you've done here.
Yeah, and faith comes by hearing. So if you hear God's word and you hear the Aramaic and you understand it,
that's right.
your faith will grow.
That's great. That is great. Yeah. Somebody told me you actually pray in Aramaic. Is that true?
Yeah. Remember when Jesus said, you know, call your father, so Abba, Abun. So that's an Aramaic phrase. I've got a study guide of the Lord's Prayer. So it takes people through the Lord's Prayer in Aramaic so that people can understand it word, by phrase.
What?
So if you want to understand the very example of a prayer that Christ gives, the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, one of my study guides, for example, is taking you through word for word, phrase by phrase.
May I put you on the spot? Yeah. Would you be able to pray in Aramaic? And we'll just shut our eyes and listen. Because, you know, I'm like, I want to hear what Jesus sound like, you know? Just read it for
okay.
us.
Avun debashmaya nitkadash shmach tithe malkutach nehewe tzevyanach hechana debashmaya ach be'ar'a havlan lachma de tsunkanan yomana v'shevak lan chuban Aikana de af chanan shevakan lechayavan. Valata alan lenisiona, ella petzan min bisha. Matur de dilachi malkutha lechayla, uteshbukha, alam almin.
What you just heard is what Jesus actually spoke. What were you reading in English?
Yeah, so our Father which art in heaven, is that
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, my God. That's the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
So Jesus would have prayed the prayer that he prayed to his Father, that he taught us as the example prayer, and he would have prayed it in that language. And you not only diagrammed the learning process, but you took over 15 years of independent study, and you've boiled it down into a simpler system than you experienced.
Yeah.
You boiled it down into a system that works for anyone, right?
Yeah, so learning the alphabet is probably the hardest step in Aramaic, but the actual language itself isn't difficult at all.
Sure.
In many ways, it's simpler than English. English, for example, has 26 letters and there's capitals, so it's twice that number. Aramaic has got 22, so there's less than half the number of letters, effectively. English has lots of tenses, you know, I would have done, I would have been giving. Aramaic's fundamentally got only three. English has three genders, Aramaic has only got two. Aramaic is really consistent over how words are spelt.
Wow.
Whereas English is a mixture of stuff over
what you're saying is
years.
It's harder to learn English if you don't know English than it would be to learn Aramaic if you don't know Aramaic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which means that anyone can do it as long as you follow through a nice process that's taught well, and you can go back over it if you didn't get a concept. And
that's great.
And so on.
I can just imagine what would happen if I dedicated 15 minutes a day, even, to reading the words of Jesus and studying the words of Jesus and speaking the words of Jesus, what might happen in my spiritual life? What might happen in my financial life? What might happen in my physical life? What might happen in my relationship life? You know, the Word of God is power. The voice of God is power. The words that He spoke created everything that we see, set all of the planets in order. And when Jesus spoke, He was speaking the words of the Master. His Master, God Almighty, the Creator of everything that we see and that we do not see. How powerful might we be if we could learn a language with such power?
Yeah. If you think about the time that most people waste, things like looking at television, the average American probably watches, is it 7 or 8 hours of television? Somehow, you just take a little bit of that time, maybe an hour in the morning, an hour in the evening. You can still watch your shows, but just take a little bit of that time, half an hour on your lunch break at work, just take that time. That's literally all I've done over the years is make time, put time aside, and do it repeatedly over years and years and years.
You just answered a question I was about to ask, which is, if you did it...
Anyone could do it.
Anybody could do it.
And
you did it that way?
Yeah. So I had a full-time job, and I've just done this by rearranging time, doing some in the evening, some in the morning, some at lunchtime. I went through stages where I had vocabulary sheets and just, you know, and spreadsheets and so on, and just spent a little bit of time every day.
A little bit of time each day.
Yeah, there's a phrase about how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
But that, you can achieve anything if you just do it one bite at a time, one step at a time, learn Aramaic and just keep going. You will learn the language that Jesus spoke in the parables. You'll understand it.
Wow.
And it is just on the video, on the videos on the website. I've got a few kind of motivational videos that just say, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step, then another step, just keep going. You can achieve anything by just starting and keeping going. And that's all I've done, but it's all everyone needs to do.
It's all they have to do, because as you take that first step, God's stepping with you.
Yeah.
I know that there is something that happens when we make a commitment towards God. God's already there. God's not waiting on us. No, we're not waiting on God. God's waiting on us. God's waiting on us to take one simple step. But you're not stepping towards a job here. You're not stepping towards a relationship here, a natural one. You're not stepping towards the stuff that this world can provide. You're taking a step towards something that is God, is the language that Jesus spoke. I could just imagine what that step is going to create in someone's life and what the next step is going to lead them to and the next step. And ultimately, that I could get to a place where I can read the words of Jesus with my own eyes as I understand them and speak the words, pray the Lord's Prayer as Jesus would have spoke it to the Master. What might happen in my life? That's a pretty powerful, you know, concept that we're talking about. Have you seen breakthrough in your life?
Yeah, just things happen. Once you start to commit to learning God's Word, you'll see God's Word has a power and a beauty behind it that just helps to overcome any problem in life.
Do you believe, Ewan, that we could really be facing a reality that unpreserved, without protection, if we don't do something about it, that we could see a time in 25 years or maybe less, maybe a bit more, that Aramaic could be erased completely from the planet of the earth?
I think there's a choice. It's a bit like at the edge of a cliff, where either Aramaic will go off the cliff, never to be seen or spoken of again, other than God's Word being preserved, or we can pull it back from the cliff, we can start to read Aramaic again, we can start to resurrect the languages in seminaries and colleges and universities.
My God.
Start to resurrect the language again and start really push people, push the tide towards people understanding Aramaic again. If that's what Jesus gave in the New Testament in the first century, I think today we should still be looking at what Jesus said rather than interpreting it all and translation after translation.
Sure.
The closer you get to God's Word, as in the original God's Word, the closer you'll feel God's power in your life.
I want to just ask some questions that some of the the people that have connected with us today have that that I want to make sure that I ask of you. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Here's a question from A. Davis. What a great last name. the question is, how long until I'm comfortable with learning? I think what they're saying is, how long until, you know, it's easy for me? How long until I'm actually seeing the impact of what I'm studying?
If you just give it 30 minutes a day and really sit down and commit, I reckon within 30 days you'll know the alphabet, you'll be able to read the Lord's Prayer,
wow,
you'll be able to get going.
And maybe even pray the Lord's Prayer in the language that Jesus spoke. That's powerful.
And the more that you just progress from there, that's really all
it's
awesome. It's just progressing.
It's all up to the individual.
It's all up to the individual.
You get out of it as much as you're willing to put into it. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Here's a question from Elm Campbell from Florida. And the question is, where do I get started?
I think the first thing, either to read some of the questions you would have, all the sort of questions you'd have about Aramaic, or to get started in the alphabet. Once you've got the alphabet, all the doors open to learning more Aramaic.
Excellent. Here's a question from Ilm Frackwell from Poland, the other side of the world. The question is, where would I find people that speak Aramaic? I guess, what country, I guess, are they in?
Yeah, so there's villages across the Middle East. For example, in Syria, there's a village called Ma'alula. There's also a diaspora of people who have fled villages like that. So really, the Middle East is the place to go.
Wow. We're just so proud of you and what you've done. And I am just honored to be a part of it. I am so privileged to be able to bring this to my viewers. And I just want to encourage you to take a moment and consider what the words of Jesus could do in your life. And I can't even add anything else to this except to say that this is for you today. And the journey of 1,000 miles is taken from one step, right? So you got one step today, one step, one decision to add one amazing thing to your life that can absolutely revolutionize it in a powerful way. And I just want to encourage you to take that step right now. Our announcer is going to tell you how you can start your journey to become a crusader, to keep this language of Jesus Christ alive, and at the same time, create something in your life that could invigorate you, enrich you, build your faith, and do some amazing stuff. We love you. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Aramaic is an ancient language spanning both the Old and New Testaments, a language that is at risk of being gone from the face of the earth entirely. Combining over 15 years of research, this powerful and groundbreaking system of discovery introduces you to the language that Jesus spoke. And in 30 days, you can begin to explore passages of the Bible and say the words in the original language of Jesus. Unmatched by any language system today, this revolutionary program allows you to discover the Word of God in a way like never before. This simple step-by-step program is your opportunity to grow closer and more intimate with God. To begin your journey, you'll walk through one of the best known and most recited passages of Scripture, the Lord's Prayer. Beloved by Christians worldwide, it's an example of how to pray, as it teaches us about the very nature and character of God. In this insightful study guide, you'll witness layers of revelation and receive understanding beyond what we know from the familiar translations we currently use. You'll also be able to hear the beautifully captured original language of Christ, read aloud on CD for you to follow along with as you dive into the companion study guide. Next, you'll get the New Testament translated into English directly from Aramaic. Renowned biblical scholar Ewan MacLeod will walk you through the parables, passages, and promises that are the foundation of your faith and reveal the full beauty and power contained in the words Jesus spoke. This is more than just a learning program. It will revolutionize the way you approach the Word and will build your faith to believe for a deeper understanding of the Word and will allow you to tap into the power that God has made available for you. This entire program, including the Lord's Prayer on CD in the original Aramaic, as well as the Lord's Prayer Study Guide, plus the entire translated Aramaic New Testament, will have you on your way to understanding and speaking Aramaic in 30 days for your gift of only $50. With your order today, Damon will also send you the entire program you've just enjoyed on DVD as a free bonus. The full-length program includes the complete interview as well as exclusive behind-the-scenes footage. Also included in today's offer is this authentic and inspirational prayer shawl. Experience a new way of praying with this biblical garment that will bless your life and help renew your faith. Call now to receive your kit today. That's the entire Aramaic study system, including the Spoken Lord's Prayer on CD, the study guide, the Aramaic New Testament, today's full-length one-on-one interview, and the inspirational prayer shawl for your gift of only $50. This life-changing opportunity is yours with your gift today. You're only 30 days away from a deeper, more intimate understanding of the Word. Call now and begin your journey today.
This is just awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And thank you. We love you. Thank you for letting us take some time today to invade your world, to bring you just one idea, one strategy, one solution that can move you forward on this thing we call life. Let me give you the one thing for you today. May I do that? Let me give you the one strategy today that can make a difference in your life. You ready? It's called action. So many times opportunities invade us, our lives. They intersect us and we miss them. When we recognize them, and that's key, when we recognize that they are opportunities and we fail to take action, well, God's done His part. We need to do ours. It's one strategy today. Take action. Make a decision today that you're going to begin to walk out the steps that God has ordained for you and to begin to do the things that He wants you to do so that you can be a blessing to others and a testimony of how great God is. Amen. We love you. This is One-on-One. We'll see you again next week.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.